spoke to Sean this morning. He's all pre-signed for Wednesday. We've agreed for him to play one more time for Macclesfield and to help them out. And we nearly had him at 18, 19, and he was a bit homesick at the time. He's now developed from he was a right back at the time. He's grown another 4 inches. I think he's 6'3". You know, I spoke to him this morning. He's an amazing young lad. He's got a partner. He's looking forward to moving in. He knows what our policy's all about. He's played, I think, over 130 games by the age of 21. Very similar to Ryan, which means he's a fit young player. And that's experience at that age. But most importantly, he's a footballer as well. He plays, which is something we're obviously going to miss when Ryan goes. And he's also a threat in the other box. He scores goals. So we think he's a great one for the future. The manager says, you know, not to put pressure on him this season. But I know what the gaffer's like. If Sean goes in and impresses in training, the gaffer will ring and go, oh, we've got another one here, chairman. We've got a right chance. He's playing next week. So that's up to Sean Ridley to impress the manager and get in the first team. But we do have the option to take a player from Norwich. I think they have some injuries. We've got time until Ryan goes. So we will be bringing another one in. And we've also already signed another centre-back for the summertime. So, you know, defensively, we brought Briggs in. That's the most we've ever spent on a loan wages for a Premier League player, which is a mega deal. We've been chasing him for a long time. The manager was very happy when that deal was put through. And young Briggs is a terrific young man. He wants to stay till the end of the season. So we'll see how that progresses. He'll play 6-7 games, hopefully get us some serious points, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, because he seems to have the whole lot in terms of raw ability. He's got pace, 100%. Power, strength. So it's just whether he can utilise that. And I'd have thought playing under Darren, you know, if there's someone who's going to bring the best out of a player with all of those skills, it's him, isn't it?
No, definitely. And the player will absolutely fall in love with the way Darren plays. And the fact he's going to play every week, he'll feel part of the furniture. And I think our lads have already taken to him. He knows Gabby already. He knows Benno from the under-21s. And that's important, our team spirit. We have to bring the right people into the club. It's key to the dressing room. You know, you don't have any bad eggs. And this young man has got a great future. I'm told he'll play for England. United wanted to buy him last summer, so they've got very high hopes from Fulham. I don't want to put him under too much pressure for the posh fans, but he's got all the attributes to be an amazing left-back. So hopefully he really impresses here with us. Hopefully he stays till the end of the season. We pull a lot more victories out and goes back to Fulham and he plays Premier League football. That's why these young players want to come here. And when I heard he checked our fixtures and wanted to see who we were playing, I knew we were getting a young man who gave some thought to the move, as opposed to other loans who just bomb in and go, oh, you know, I want to go home, or unless I'm playing, I'm not going to hang around. You know, he had the right attitude, so I'm looking forward to seeing his impact.
Yeah, he sounds very promising indeed. Now, obviously, Ryan Bennett was one big story from deadline day. Also, sure. Your joint bid for the couple of guys from Crawley, Tyrone Barnett and Carl McFadden, is that now finished? Are Crawley going to be able to hold on to them?
Yeah, and I think, you know, Crawley sold Tubbs, which killed any chance of us of doing deals. We'd been, you know, we scout players for a long time, and we'd scouted McFadden and Barnett for a long time. We'd even gone back towards when he was at Macclesfield, Barnett, but we felt at the time that, you know, not for us. And, you know, he changed the manager's mind this season with the way he's played, and the manager thinks he's a completely different option to what we have. So we did everything we could to make the deals happy. Because Crawley, I think, had 800 grand in their pocket from Bournemouth, there was no way they were going to sell their other striker, because I can imagine the owners there. If I sold the Mac Attack in one day, what would people have said? You know, at least I gave it, I think, a year between the deals, you know? So, you know, you've sometimes got to be a bit, you know, clever how you do it. And, you know, we've tried to push as much as we can, but I think those deals won't happen in the end, because we've got to go elsewhere. When you lose out on players, like, for example, now we've moved already, we've got Brisley, we've got another one signed for the summer. We have our eye on another player who would be, you know, again, part of the midfielder in front of the four, and that's someone we'll go for in the summer. So, you know, we have targets. We told Crawley that. So I don't think Crawley will get that kind of money again. But, you know, if they have if they're flush with money, that's their choice to make that decision.
Yeah, it's a great position for them to be in. Can I ask you about Paul Coutts as well? Because inevitably, given the situation he finds himself in at Preston, people are talking and linking him with the posh. Is there any potential? Because I know Darren really rates him and obviously gets on very well with Darren as well. Yeah.
Coutts like his long lost son, I think, and I don't want to upset other football clubs, but yeah, I mean, we all know there's a situation that's developed there, and I've got a lot of respect for Graham Wesley and the job he'll do at Preston, and he won't take any prisoners. Now, you know, we've inquired, the manager's pushed us to inquire, but the numbers we've been given back and whatever else, it's not going to happen. We don't see value for money in the deal, no disrespect to the player, no disrespect to the club, so, you know, we'll move on from that, and we're already talking about other targets and whatever. So I think there's no story in that one at the moment, unless Preston, you know, suddenly changed their mind.
Yeah, so it's very much up to them what they want to do.
But you know, we're Peterborough United. We're not Manchester United, you know what I mean? And that's always the danger when clubs think you've got a bag full of goals from a deal with Norwich. It doesn't always work that way. And we're not going to just pay over the odds because we've got a few quid in our pocket. It doesn't, you know, we have a club to run.